Good morning, there is an interesting halakha in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Kof Samech Het, where Maran over there says that on the day of a Ta'anit, one should not act in a light-headed manner, one should not act in a frivolous manner, and one should not indulge in personal pleasures. How does that manifest itself in the halakha? So Acham Avadya has a chiddush, and he says that on fast days, one would not be allowed to listen to music. And that goes without saying, on Tisha B'Av, we don't listen to music, and Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, it's the 3 weeks we don't listen to music. The chiddush is that even Asara B'Tevet or Tzom Gedalia, which are other fasts that are related to the Churban Beit HaMikdash, on those days, the Acham says to refrain from listening to music. The Ben Ish Chai was even a little more strict. He held that from the night before, even though we don't fast at night on those fasts, the night before Asara B'Tevet, or the night before Tzom Gedalia, one should also refrain from listening to music. In the Yalkut Yosef on page 73, Rabbi Bitan says he asked Acham Avadya, and Acham Avadya told him that one should be strict like the Ben Ish Chai, not to listen to music even on the nights before of these fasts. So the question which comes up a lot, which people ask a lot, are you allowed to take haircuts on a fast day? Well, based on the halakha that we just read now, only things that are frivolous are forbidden. Things that are lightheaded. Taking a haircut is a chore. It's not something that's jovial or brings such a simha. So if that's the whole logic of it, the chaura should be permissible to take haircuts. However, there is an opinion of Rav Chaim Palachi in a Sefer Ruach Hayim that said he brought a proof from a Gemara to forbid haircuts on a Ta'anit. Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, obviously Tisha B'Av there's no haircuts. Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, Tzom Gedalia, Asara B'Tevet. And really that's the way Acham Ben Sion Abba Shaul also rules in Or LeZion to forbid to take haircuts on the fast day itself. Acham Avadya, on the other hand, is lenient. So while he doesn't allow music on the Ta'aniyot, he does allow one to go take a haircut, and he says one doesn't even have to be mahmir on this. And this is the way it comes out in the Yalkut Yosef as well. Ulfiya mevo'ar, yesh lehimana biyom ta'anit menegina bechlishir umashmiat nigunin, וכן לא יעשה ריקוד, dancing and all that, ולסתפר ולתקלח ביום התענית מותר. But haircuts and shaving on the day of the תענית itself would be permissible.